Okay, we're learning Daf Chavav Amabez. On top of Amabez, Chavav Amabez. So Rava just said that the way we know Rabbi Eliezer is that the Yoivah is not going to Kahanim is that only when it was coming out of someone's hands, then it goes to Yoivah. But if it stays by Hekdesh the whole time, it does not go any to the Kahanim by Yoivah. It stays by the Hekdesh, that's what Rabbi Eliezer holds. The Gemara declares a Shaila. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you know, it came to the first Yoivah, where did it stay? It stayed by Hekdesh, right? After that now, if the owner comes and we pay it, does he get to keep it by next Yoivah or not? Is he like someone else or not? And if it sounds familiar, we have on Amud Aleph, according to Rabbah and Abaya, they both held clearly that Lo Yigal Oid was going on the owner and he cannot be paid it, you know, the same way like before, and he doesn't get it. But here the Gemara is asking, now that we said Rabbi Yezer is different drasha from its Seis of Yevil, the Gemara is clearing, according to the Rava, according to the last man, the Yama, who is Rava, he says that the drasha of Seis of Yevil, the clear is that Baal B'Yevil Shendi is Ka'achar Domi Eloi. It means after it's in the Paidit, is it going to be like an Acher or not? That means it's going to stay in his hands now that he's Paidit or not? Tashema. Lo Yigal, the pasuk says Lo Yigal. Yachal take Nigal so if I don't stand Mikna, maybe he can't be goyel at all. Maybe the owner is completely phased out. They can't even goyel the field anymore, even just to have it for 40 years. Yachal take Nigal so if I don't stand Mikna. Tamalima oy, the kumayish hoyse Nigalas. It's not going to be the same. It means he's not going to keep it by Yovel. But Nigalas so if I don't stand Mikna, he can be goyel it. That's by him, just like a stay Mikna, which means it'll leave him by Yovel. So we're trying to be a riot to Rabbi Eliezer. It says, Amos, Ilev Yevel Rishon, Amai in Negelas, Achuz and Ami Ava. That should be Negelas, it should be able to keep it. It's before Yevel. El Pshita Yevel Sheni, Uleman, Ilev Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon, like Kahanim Nafka, already went to the Kahanim by this Yevel. It's not anymore, it can't pay that anymore. El Lav, Le Rabbi Eliezer, going to realize that, Mishmami, no, Tereshai, Le Bailam, Yevel Sheni, Kachadom, it's like an Achar, and it does not, he does not keep it, it goes back by Yevel. So Frank the Gemara, Tizbar Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, Hai Oid My Darshi Bay. If this is only exclusively drasha according to Rabbi Eliezer, what does Yehuda Rabbi Shimon do with the Oid? Ela Hakam Ayeskin, and we have a way to dash an Oid to Kul Yama, and we won't have therefore we won't have Pshitus to the Shaila. Ela Hakam Ayeskin, and we saw the Shiyosa Kanim, a field that went to the Kanim. Vekdisha Koyin, then you know, in the year 56, you know, Vekdisha Koyin, who's Makdashit, but also Baal Mifriki, and the Baal came to be Poydit. Saak Datachim Loy Sifra, Kshtay Sara Mikna. You'd have to have me, they can't be paid at all. Tamil Oid, the Kamash Hoys and the Gala, so the Gala stay in front of Stay Mikna. It could be paid it, that should be in front of him like a Stay Mikna and not a Stay Achuza. So it comes out, we dash in the Sakuli Yama, Silafi, Rabbi Huda, Silafi, Rabbi Shimon. So we don't have Pshitas anymore in a case where it did not go to the Kahanim. If he's paid it, does he keep it now? We don't have Pshitas to that. We have Pshitas if a Koyin was what got it already and it was Makdashit, then he doesn't keep it. That we have a Pshitas for. Vatanya, I'll show you in a brayso also that the psukim are talking about a kahanim, because Yoshua saw the lasha kanom itoy. Yochol yachsel gizbar shlokomenu. Maybe it goes back to the gizbar. Tamal lasha loyachuz aretz. Only goes back to the one who has the achuza. Ma tamal lasha kanom sada. What's that for? Lasha kanom. Why is it a false lasha kanom? Because teaching us sada shiyotzul lekahanim. A field that went to Kadam and Machra, Kayan, the Kayan sold the Vekdisha Lekeach. The Kayan sold it to Shimon. And Shimon was Makdashit. The Gola Acha, Levi was Goylet. Yochel Tachel Bayram and Shayin, when it goes back by Yevil, it goes back to the Kayan, right? Maybe it goes back to the first Bayram. Tamlash Kano Mita, it goes to the Kayan. Vitzach Mechtel Yigal, Vitzach Mechtel Kano. Digashach Mechtel Yigal. There you would say, by Lo Yigal, which means that the Kayan was Makdashit and the owner was Goylet. There, like a Hadra cloud, it's not going back to anyone. So there, it could there, maybe there doesn't go to the owner, original owner. Because Rachman Hashem can know that even when it's going back, it doesn't go back to the original owner. Because Rachman Hashem can know, like you have Baam Dami, because the Baam's not giving money there. So therefore, what Shaykh does he have? Avahacha, where he's goyel the Koyin's hektish, where he's giving money, you have Dami, Baam Dami, maybe he should keep it, take him by a dial, it should be his. Because Rachman Hashem let you go. And if they didn't say oid, because Rachmana let go, like also oid, Havamina lo sifra klal, it shouldn't be paid at all. Because Rachmana oid, the kamaisha hois and the galas and the galas, the fun of the stay mikna. It's really like him and stay mikna. So right now, we don't have a pshit that's according to Rabbi Eliezer. The case is no one was paided. By Yoivel, what's lach fear hudim shimon by Yoivel? Goes to the Kahanim. Fear of Eliezer doesn't go to Kahanim. So now it still can be paided, still paidable. Now he's paided after that. Does he keep it or not? We don't know. fear of Eliezer. We still don't know. Because the case we just gave were a case where the Kohen got it already, and the Kohen was makdashit, and he was goyled. There he doesn't get it. What happens if no one was goyled, and he's goyled? Does he get it or not? That was Gemara Shal on top of the Amid. May have a law. We don't know what the pshitas is. And the Gemara will come out with two opposite pshitas. May have a law. Toshima, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, first Rabbi Eliezer says, Gola Bailam Vyevel Shani, Yotzo Le Kahanim Vyevel. It goes to the Kahanim. He doesn't have to keep it. What?
Why did he redeem it for?
Why did he redeem it? To get it? Because he has 40 years. He used it 40 years. This is his fee. He loves, you know, he loves the ear. He loves Heichel Tzvi. So he got it for 40 years at least. You know, he's finished. Omale, Ravina Ravashi, Hanan Le Tanan Hachi. We didn't learn like that. Rabbi Eliezer, it says, Rabbi Eliezer says, Forish, Gola Baam Vyevel Shani, Yotz Lekan Vyevel. Only Vina Rashi, Anan Letan Ochi. We learn, Rabbi Eliezer, Ena Kan Rasim Lutaycha, Achi Gilan Acher, till someone else is paid it. And here the owner was paid it. Omalei, Bailin, Vyevel Shani, Kachadomi. After you pass the first Vyevel, the Bailin now is the same like someone else. He's phased out of a state of Chuzo once Vyevel hits. That's one Pshitas from Rabbi Eliezer. We're going to have an Ikadamri, the opposite Pshitas. If someone was goyled b'yevel sheni, ain't a yoytz the kind of b'yevel. Does not go to kind of b'yevel. He gets to keep it. We also learn a mishnah like that. Told someone else being paid it. I wouldn't have a right. Have a mina b'yelam b'yevel sheni is ka'acha domi. So Kamash Malon, he still teaches us that according to Rabbi Eliezer, goyled b'yevel sheni is he gets to keep it. So if you want to recap on the halachas, according to Rabbi Huda of Shimon, if someone's not paid it by Yovel, it comes Yovel, it goes to the Kohanim. According to Rabbi Huda, the Kohanim have to pay for it, because the Hekesh never got money. And according to Shimon, he gets it for free. According to Eliezer, if you're not paid it by Yovel, it continues being able to be paid it. But there's one difference. When the owner is paid it could be he doesn't get to keep it. Shilin, two gerses in Rabbi Eliezer. The first gersa, he doesn't keep it. He's like an acher. It goes back to Yovel Shani. After the Yovel Rishon, yeah. Good. Other Shita Hitak gets to keep it. It's Mamas, Yovel Rishon, Yovel Shani are exactly the same thing.
Who do you pass on? Pass on a couple of
what?
Who do you pass on?
I don't know how he pass on.
What case is
you look at, look at the Zion, looks like a passer of Yehuda. Looks like
on the Mishnah.
What?
What case is the point of Yehuda? Does the Kaim get killed?
When does he get it?
When would a Kaim get a bill?
Everyone agrees that if someone else has paid it, it goes to the Kaim.
Never back to the
never goes by Allah. Everyone agrees that case. That once someone else buys some hektish, that's the Allah. That's a possible in the Torah.
Why is Gemara making things so complicated for you to pass on the blazer?
We don't pass on the blazer, man.
Right, so why is Gemara asking, like, what's Allah?
No, that's not. So? That's not. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what Allah has a hold.
According to blazer in the first Lashon, in order for a coin to get it back by a label, he has to be the one to redeem it.
Tells you
to get it.
Yeah. The coin who had it in his pocket at that Yovel.
How did he get this bucket? He had the box.
No, they split it in the Mishmar. They split it by the Mishmar. When it goes to the Mishmar and Kippur on the Yovel. No, in a case where it did, it's fine. What's the question again?
How did he get it?
No, in the case where it was someone else bought and paid it in the first Yovel. It's possible coin together, yeah. Right, then Kuliyam goes to the coin, yeah. Zokta Mishnah weiter, it's a new sugya, this Mishnah. Halakeach, we know there's a difference between a Sada Mikna and a Sada Achuza. A Stay Achuza, when you paid it, you have to give Chamishim Shekel for Zera Chayim Asarim. My Sada Mikna, not. That's one difference. And another difference is, if it goes to the Kahanim V'yevel, it goes back to the owner V'yevel. That's another difference. Two differences between a Stay Mikna and a Stay Achuza. So let's say someone buys a field from his father. So that's a stay mikna. Let's say he's makdash that field that he bought from his father. Stay mikna, he's makdash, he's paid it b'shavias, not b'zeruch ha'mesarim. And when Yovel comes, it goes back to his father. Not to the kahanim, it goes back to the father. So now let's see the mishnah. Let's say the father dies. That's the mishnah to talk about a case like that. Ha'kech sodom ma'aviv, umeis aviv, the father dies. Now it became Yerusha, now it became his stay achuz all of a sudden. Ba'akach krisha, and then he was makdash it. Sarek is Stei Achuza. Then is Stei Achuza. Why? Why is Stei Achuza? Because the time he was Makdashit, it was Yerusha. Hekdisha v'achach meis, but if he was Makdashit. And then the father was still Stei Mikna. V'achach meis, then the father died. Then Arek is Stei Mikna. Then it's Stei Mikna. Because you go for Shas Hekdash.
What happened to Eero?
What?
What happened to Eero?
It goes back to him. Goes back to him.
So
he gets
not
back.
Like
what?
Because
no, state mikdash is not lailam. No, no. It also goes back to Eero, to the original owner, because you can't buy, you can't even makdash more than your own. Let's say I buy a field from you, I makdash it. Since it goes back to you, since I wouldn't makdash it, go back to you, but I can't even makdash it more than that. That's every state mikdash. That's Rabbi Yeshita. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon, Aymer, Harehu Kastei Achuze. Even if you makdash it before the father died, now the father died, it turns to Stei Achuze. And why he has a drasha? Shnema. If it's Stei Mekanasai, Shaloi Mestei Achuzasai. If it's Stei Mekanasai, it's not a Stei Achuzasai. What does it mean? Soda Sheine Ruya Li a Stei Achuze. Soda that that Ruya to be a Stei Achuze. Yotza Zu Shehi Ruya Li a Stei Achuze. It's Ruya to be a Stei Achuze. Especially the Earth of Kosov. It says, we'll see in the Gemara what the drasha is exactly. From which words, but as far as ruyel stei achuza is enough that it's enough to disqualify him to stay mikna. Of course, it has to become a stei achuza afterwards. But even shas hekdesh wasn't, but it was ruyel, it was potentially that's enough that has din stei achuza. On unrelated halacha, soda mikna in the yitzel kana b'yevel. This is the halacha we're just talking about. A soda mikna not go to kana b'yevel. Why? She ain't on the makas dovah she ain't shloi. It's not his. She ain't on the makas dovah she ain't. Shaloi, it's not his because he only has a right for it. He only has like a lease. When you buy, so if I buy from you in the years of when Yoel was Noyig and you're stay achuz, it's like a lease. It goes back to you. I only can makdash it up to that amount. Another halacha related halacha. A kanim v'leviim makdishin loylam. They can always be makdash it. Salaf nei Yoel, salaf achi Yoel, maybe even on Yoel. We'll see in the Gemara. The goyim loylam before Yoel, achi Yoel. They also can be goyim loylam before Yoel and after Yoel. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what that means. So first, we want to discuss Rav Meir and the place of Rav Meir, Huda, Rav Shimon. Tana Rabbana, learned in a brisa. Menayin lekach soda ma'aviv. How do you know if you purchase a field from your father, ve'kedisha, and you makdash it, ve'achek meis aviv, and the father died? So he will makdash it before the father died. And then the father died. Menayin shnei lefalam kastei achuzah. How do you know kastei achuzah? This is Rav Huda, Rav Shimon's drasha. Tamalayim, mistei meknasa, asher loyim mistei achuzasai. Soda shein ruyel yistei achuza. It's only stay mikdash if it's not royal to be yistei achuza. Yotzu shein ruyel yistei achuza. It's royal to be yistei achuza. The Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Shimon. Rameya Imer says no. When I lekeach soda ma'aviv, umeis aviv, then the father died, ve'acha kach kisha. It's already yistei achuza now. When I shtei lefang yistei achuza, tam aloy ma'am yistei meknasa, shalom yistei achuza asai, soda shein yistei achuza asai. Yotzu that v'shas hektish, he yistei achuza. So what's the machlokes? Right now the Gemara is saying there's one drasha, and she asks how far to take it. So it sounds like fear of Huda Rav Shimon, when he's makdash it after the father died already, then it's pashut. You don't need a drasha for that. You only need a drasha for when before the father died you makdash it. But Rav Meir holds even need for that a drasha. So what's the machlekes? Lema b'halka mifligi that Rav Meir saw a king pass king of Gufdami. Huda Rav Shimon saw a king pass lav king of Gufdami. Rav Meir holds that when you buy something from your father, you already own the guf. And it's still called mikna. So when the father dies, nothing was noisaf. Nothing was noisif. It was yours anyway. Nothing was noisif. So then you would have a havamina that even if the father dies before the hek, the shakol stay achuzah. The mind says stay mikna. Nothing happened when the father died. Nothing changed. He owned the guf anyway. Kenya Paris Kenya guf dami. The lease was like Kenya guf. So when the father died, that he can be makdashit, and it has didn't stay achuzah is a special gerasa kasa, because that is svara. But according to Rabbi Yehuda of Shimon, you don't need a pasuk for that. Because if the father dies before the hektish, it became a stei achuza, it became a kinyan guf now, so then it's pasuk it became a stei achuza. You don't need a drash for that. The drash you need is a case, even if you were makdash it before the father died, and then the father died, it still has a stei achuza. You need a drash for that. What? Rameh holds that when you buy something, you lease something, we'll call it lease, because that's what it really is, it's kinyan peres, kinyan guf, like you own the guf. So now the father dies before you makdash it. He says he doesn't come to stay achuza. Why? Because nothing happened. The father died. You didn't gain any ownership. Your ownership stayed the same. You always own the guf. So therefore, now that you makdash it, that it's called stay achuza, that you makdash over stay achuza, you need a pasuk for that. Because that's so. It's not a pasuk svara. You need a pasuk for that. But Rav Shimon says you don't need a pasuk for that. That's pasuk stay achuza. You need a pasuk for a case where you makdash it first and still becomes stay achuza. May that's the machlokes. I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak, but I'm a Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda, King Peres Kinyan Guftami. There's the machlokes. They all hold King Peres Kinyan Guftami. Here the machlokes is in Psukim. And Vahocha Kra Eshkach Vadarshi. Here they found the pasuk. an extra pasuk because he's make two drashas. First of all, he's going to say a drasha that if it became a steyach chuzah before the hekdesh, it will be a work, and even after the hekdesh, a work. Why? Why does it say asher loy steyach chuzah? Either say asher loy steyach chuzah or asher loy achuzah. We have the word sada. Inami asher loy sada achuzah. My steyach chuzah. These extra words over here. The dash from there, saw the shein a ruya liyas teyachuzah. Yotzes a zoo. This thing, v'shas hektish, it was ruya liyas teyachuzah. It has a din of teyachuzah, not a din of stay mikda. Yotzes a ruya liyas teyachuzah. So there's two drashas over here. There's two different drashas. Asheloi mis teyachuzah say, and it says mis teyachuzah say. Extra words that teach us both drashas. Saifi makshu before the father died. Saifi makshu after the father died. Now the father died. It becomes teyachuzah. The guy pidyon. That was halachah. The guy pidyon is the halachas.